Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. It's the 9 o'clock hour. Our open home hour. It's open to anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And something, you know, we make a lot of sacrifices to be here Saturday morning, and here's one we have to make. We are missing the celebration of Frank Lloyd Wright's 152nd birthday at Taliesin West. Oh, wow. Admission for Discovery Day is free. It starts at 10 o'clock. It goes till 4. Last entry at 3 o'clock. You can watch a classic film once shown at Taliesin West during Frank Lloyd Wright's time called The Wizard of Oz, as well as a video that introduced Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation and the 2017 BBC documentary Frank Lloyd Wright, The Man Who Built America. You can look up Taliesin West and get all the details there. That is something that over time, I'd mentioned it recently, that growing up, looking at Frank Lloyd Wright's buildings, I'm like, man, these are so silly. What's the big deal? And but the older I get and the more I look at it and see building going on around, and you've got these structures that have been completely demolished and rebuilt next to these Frank Lloyd Wright buildings that are still standing, I have an growing appreciation for Frank Lloyd Wright and what he did and his vision and his designs. And he was ahead of sustainability. He was sustainable when sustainable wasn't cool. We've got special guests in the studio this morning. Director of the Register of Contractors, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Welcome back to the broadcast. And you are looking dapper this morning, sir.
Good morning, Romy.
Love
Thank
the American bow tie.
There you go. I've got an event later on as soon as I'm done here, so I figured it's easier to tie a bow tie in front of a mirror than while you're trying to drive down the road.
I would agree. Drive safe.
Absolutely.
We've got labor is what I want to start with, building the workforce. I cannot open the paper without seeing something breaking down, whether residential or commercial.
Certainly.
They're just starting a new health center between ASU and Mayo Clinic up in the North Valley. Mm-hmm. They've broke ground at Legacy Sports Arena this week. El Mirage, $20 million data center that's coming to Arizona. I can't tell you how many skyscrapers and multi-purpose buildings are going up. And we need people to build them.
Arizona's on the move. It's a growing. It's a good place to be. You got a great economy. We've got a business-friendly state, both big business and small business. They're worse positions to be in than having jobs that we have to wait a little bit. But the needle's moving on these kind of things, Romy. There's a lot of people working on getting people passing the message to young people about the benefits of being in taking a career path in the construction science technology professions. You know as well, you've got a pretty good life from that. So we look at all of these giants.
And always a skill to fall back on if you need it.
Yeah, and you don't need to fall back on it. So it can be your life, because that's what it's been for you, mm-hmm. and it's been for me. So I don't look at a construction science technology profession as being a fallback career. I look at it as being a career. It takes a lot of knowledge to do these things. There's opportunities galore. There's opportunities to earn while you learn, so you don't end up with hundreds, you know, tens of thousands of college of debt from college, and you can have a great life. So, Greater Phoenix Chamber Foundation Construction Group has partnered with NCCER and Build Your Future. And they're moving the needle. They've got a lot of people going on. They've got a big advertising campaign that will start shortly. So that'll pass a lot of information on to people. So,
have you seen any tours or campus of WestMech? I've seen them going up all over. I've yet to make it to one.
So I've been out to WestMech and EVIT. I'm on the EVIT construction group, their advisory council. I'm on the Energy Advisory Council out at WESMAC. The great, great programs. Of course, everybody basically west of Scottsdale School District, those kids are associated with the WESMAC programs. East, Arcadia or Scottsdale School District and East are associated with the East Valley Institute of Technology. Pima County has those kind of groups. They're great opportunities for young people and even adult programs to go in and a variety of different things. But of course, I'm most interested in construction science technology professions, but a variety of things. It's awesome stuff going on at these places.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's trying to supply the labor force,
right?
Whether it's construction, agriculture,
sure,
automotive, mechanic,
absolutely.
And I think they all try and attack the same small demographic instead of coming together and promoting, here's everything great that you can do. You can be in construction, you can be a mechanic, you can be in agriculture.
Certainly. And sometimes it's looked at, it's promoted in a way that it's, you know, this kind of stuff is for kids who aren't college material, and that is not the case. I've said, and you might get some calls on this, look, joining the construction science technology professions in construction, and I'm not knowledgeable about these other areas, but I do know there's some people that are in the auto industry that are making substantial incomes. But in construction technology, science technology professions is a great career. You can earn the kind of money that you can earn whether you're, whether you're a physician, whether you're a teacher, a musician, whatever. That's a career path you can choose.
An observation I've noticed over time, most people that tell you can't be anything in life without a college degree can't fix a leaky faucet.
Right. So then,
or build the house they live in.
That's why most people can't handle the construction science technology professions themselves, is because they can't handle that stuff. So,
all right. In addition to our soapbox on the benefits of life in the trades, you have a lot going on. Y'all have some new legislation changes that have changed the recovery fund.
Certainly. Now, some people aren't aware. You know, some of your listeners aren't aware. You know, they're new to the state or they haven't had this situation. The Arizona Register of Contractors and the statutes put into place what's called the Recovery Fund. And the Recovery Fund is based and is funded on fees that are paid by licensed, remember, get
through
that,
the registered
contractors, residential contractors, when they first get their license and then at renewal send money in for that. And what that will allow is, say someone has a contract with a residential contractor, something goes awry. It could be a variety of different things. It could be the person goes out of business for one reason or another, maybe nothing nefarious attached to that, or there's a dispute, there's some poor work done, the contractor won't take care of those things, the homeowner can, or the client, the citizen, that's can make an application to the recovery fund and receive up to $30,000 to help recover the costs that they've spent there. Now, this is only available to people who have hired licensed residential contractors that were properly licensed when they signed the contract and throughout the process. So that's what we encourage. There's a good reason to hire licensed contractors, and one is that. Another, they have a basic experience level. They typically they all have to have they all have to have bonded. Most good contractors, all those that I know, are insured. They have these kind of things going on. So possibly a licensed contractor could at the front end look like it's costing you more, but in the back end, it is never costing you more. So,
and we know who they are and how to find them. I
sure
can't remember the name of the guy, but they just threw somebody in jail out in Buckeye who had racked up over $100,000 and basically just stolen money. Oh yeah, I'll do your pool. I'll down payment of X amount. So,
yeah, those things happen. Those things happen all too frequently. We handle about little someplace around between 2,000, 2,500 complaints against unlicensed entities each year. Now, some of these people are, you know, they're not out to hurt people, but there's some of them that are. We're coming up to a time of the year where with our monsoon season and wind damage, rain damage and stuff, we see an increased amount of people coming to try to take advantage of people that have had wind, rain damage or fire damage as well.
We've all heard about ambulance chasing attorneys. Mm-hmm. These are storm chasing contractors.
Right. They can be storm chasing contractors or they might be in your own neighborhood. They might be not chasing anything. But what oftentimes they do is they've got a great story, they've got an awesome price, and they want you to make a decision instantly. We caution people to do that. It's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for people to do more due diligence changing their mobile phone plan than a $30,000 remodel job. So check our website, roc.az.gov. You can check for a licensed contract. You can see if their license is active. You can see if they've ever had a complaint. If they have had a complaint, call the contractor and ask them what it was about. How did it get resolved? You can tell them, you can do these kind of things. But always check our website. If you can't get the information, if you're still not comfortable with that information, call us. Our 800 number's on the website. Call us. Ask us. We'll answer those kind of questions and get referrals from everybody. So.
And every contractor is required to have their six-digit license displayed. You want to make sure that the person that's giving you that license properly represents that company.
Absolutely. You want to make sure. So a couple things. If you sign a contract with ABC Contractors, and that's, there might be an ABC out there, I'm just pardoning this, don't send a check to pay for the bill to Joe Smith. Send it to ABC Contractors.
You know what? If I wanted a car right now, I'd probably go to Sanderson Ford. But when it comes to maybe not making it to the dealership, I can shop from home and buy from home.
Are you ready to update your Ford Explorer? We're both kind of like in the same boat there.
John, every time we talk to John, he's pushing us going, that Ford Ranger's got your name on it.
It does. And I'm starting to see the new ones on the road, and those are sharp-looking trucks. I'm just not sure that I really want it for the driver mileage, for the commutes. But I know if I end up doing that, I'm going to end up in a situation where I need something to tow the horse trailer. And I don't think you could put a gooseneck on a Ranger. So
multi-purpose truck.
I'm going to have to go back to our 350, I think. I may even get a 450. Just to, you know, you can't ever have too much power when you've got five horses you're trying to relocate at one time with the rest of the crew. But whatever that vehicle is going to be, it's going to be a Ford, it's going to be Sanderson Ford, and it's going to be on a Saturday after a broadcast because they're never open on Sunday. Sanderson Ford, open now, 51st Avenue in Glendale.